This week, WHYY is deepening our immigration coverage with a series called Life Unauthorized.
He told me I was supposed to come back to Mexico.
I feel sad, angry, and not cheerful.
Back at home, I would be in danger.
I agree with what Donald Trump has been doing about getting all the criminals out.
I'm just trying to stay on the right path.
People who enter the U.S. on a tourist or work visa are expected to leave, but if the situation in their home country becomes unsafe, that can change. In 2015, the U.S. allowed 16,000 people who came with temporary visas to stay and apply for asylum. WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg brings us the story of two friends from Belarus who are transitioning from tourists to refugees and the legal limbo they're in while they wait for paperwork to come through.
Alex and his friend Victor are 26 years old. To protect their identities, their names have been changed. Back at home, they worked as mechanics while enrolled in college. They also played in a well-known punk band that would tour Europe and the Eastern Bloc.
We played music back at home,
and through our music, we expressed our opinion against the government.
We'd love to play some of their music, but that would give away who they are. Alex says they've been part of a growing movement against Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, who's been in power since 1994. He says the protests following Lukashenko's re-election in 2010 were a turning point. They began to feel more heat for speaking out.
Our concerts were prohibited. The concerts of other musicians were prohibited. People couldn't express their opinions. They couldn't go to the protest actions. The government, the state, they read our personal emails. They read our personal correspondence on social media. For example, you go to some social action or concert and you see many police vans surrounding the area, ready to arrest people.
Following one concert, he and Victor were beaten and thrown in jail. In Belarus, economic woes add to a politically tense atmosphere. Officially, unemployment in the country is below 1%, but independent measurements say it's closer to 25%. And starting this year, if you're unemployed, you have to pay a special tax. Last spring, the bandmates flew to Philly to visit friends, coming with six-month tourist visas. Not long after they arrived, Alex got word saying he had been kicked out of school and fired from his job. He says they realized their vacation needed to be permanent when the Belarusian government began threatening their families.
The police came to my parents. The police were threatening, if they didn't tell them where I am now, they would fire my mother from work. The reason I stay here is because back at home, I would be in danger.
That kind of intimidation made them eligible to apply for asylum. They filed their applications in February, but it will be at least August before they get work permits and driver's licenses. So while they're allowed to be here, Alex and Victor are forced to rely on the generosity of their friends or work under the table to get by. Together, they share a small apartment in North Philly with one other roommate. Their lawyer says this limbo period is short compared to the 5 or 6 years it will take for the Belarusians to become permanent U.S. residents. Meanwhile, Alex and Victor aren't waiting for IDs or jobs to exercise the rights that got them in trouble in Belarus. In March, Belarusians around the world celebrate the Day of Independence, and Alex and Victor were part of a small gathering on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. In Philly, no one really noticed. But in Belarus, peaceful rallies ended with hundreds of arrests.
They put so many people in jail. Many of my friends were put in jail. And this is what I want people in the United States to know and influence the situation in my country in any possible way.
Thank you.
That was a young man from Belarus seeking political asylum, speaking with reporter Kyrie Greenberg for WHYY's new series, Life Unauthorized. To hear more from immigrants living in the margins of the system, check out newsworks.org/lifeunauthorized.